Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is Alpha and Omega, and this is a part of our Come Holy Spirit series of Knowing God. I am Brother Grant, and I want to say good afternoon. I want to welcome you to Church Lady Now, and thank you for joining us. We're on this Christian Blog Talk Radio program, and this program is designed to help us to know God that we serve through Bible study. We're studying the true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And our purpose is to know God for ourselves and to have a personal relationship with Him. When we are in a relationship with someone, we need to spend time with them. And today we're spending time with God in His Word, the Bible. Now, we have learned that God told Moses to tell the people, I am, sent you. The title I am was originally given by God to Moses as a self-description. And later in the Gospel of John, Jesus described himself as I am. Through this self-description, we see a clear scriptural paragraph between the Father and the Son being one. Today we're going to look at Alpha and Omega. Did you ever wonder where that came from? Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega is the last. And we can break this down into plain language by saying God is A to Z. Jesus described himself as the first and the last in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, 8. And 11, so it's verses 8 and 11, and then in 21, 6, and 22, 13. So all these are contained in the book of Revelation. And Jesus is the beginning and the end in all things. The Alpha and the Omega, beginning and end, can only be applied to God. Jesus Christ is God incarnate. Last week, we were reminded of the awesomeness of God and how He greatly loves us. Today we're going to look at God with no beginning and no end, which is the living Word. Before we begin our teaching on Alpha and Omega, I want to give you a brief overview of our ministry. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com since 2013. And to date, we have 127 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. You can go into our library on blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to all of our past programs, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, we continually are growing in our understanding and relationship with God, and so therefore, when you join us on this journey, you will know God. To help you access the most recent program, we've placed Church Lady Now ads on our Facebook pages, and each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. Click on the arrow, and the link will take you directly to the teaching on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com in your search browser and then type in Church Lady Now in the search box. Click and enter, and you will be on the Blog Talk Radio page for Church Lady Now. You can scroll down the page past the sponsor advertisement and you will see all of our programs by date. Or you can go to the internet and type Church Lady Now in the search box and go directly to our Blog Talk page. Now, our Facebook pages are Artist Oliver, Church Lady, or Church Lady Ministries. And for those of you who are visual learners, we also have some video teachings on YouTube. These teaching clips are from our former outreach ministry at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. to find us on YouTube, in the search box at the YouTube.com page, type in Artist Oliver Church Lady to access many lively video clips. And the video sound is a little loud because we were at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission ministering to homeless people. So turn down the volume and enjoy our powerful teaching. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c ministry. And so all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate at the same time. And so our ministry in brief is we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people on the streets, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters. In addition, we service women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Church Lady Ministries is a member in good standing of the Grace Covenant Fellowship International. Now, Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound, that is Isaiah 61:1. The Church Lady, Artist Oliver, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Minister Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And in addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Korea, and Russia. Now, you can contact Church Lady Ministries by telephone, calling us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So you can get us on Facebook, you can telephone us, or you can email us. Now, right now, we have to say good afternoon, Church Lady.
Well, good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Just wonderful. We've got a great show today on Alpha and Omega.
I am excited. Today we've got a word. That, and listeners, most of you know that this is a teaching ministry, and our goal is to feed you the word, which is our spiritual food that will cause us to grow and mature in Christ. Well, today's word is about growing. It's about understanding the awesomeness of the God that we serve. Today our subject is Alpha and Omega. Jewish rabbis used the first and the last letters of the Hebrew alphabet to describe the whole of a thing, to include the beginning and the end. Jesus is the beginning and the end when it comes to God. Here's the backstory. There are two meanings of Alpha and Omega. The first is that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He has always existed and always will exist. The Bible says that through Jesus Christ, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made. That's John 1:3. And as with God in the flesh, Jesus has no beginning and no end. God has no beginning and no end. They are both everlasting. Now, the second meaning of Jesus is described as God. Jesus is described as God in the New Testament. He is described as part of the Godhead in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 1, which says, "I am the first and I am the last. and besides me there is no God. Then in Isaiah 44:4, God said, I am he. I am the first. Now, we've heard this term I am before. We've studied the I ams of God, and we've studied the I ams of Jesus. And Isaiah says, I am the last. From these scriptures, we know that God has said that he's the first and the last. Now, that's Old Testament. Now, let's get back to the New Testament. In the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, Jesus describes himself as the author and the finisher of our faith, as the beginning and the end of our faith. Jesus is found in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And Brother Grant covered the Revelation scriptures pertaining to Jesus being the first and the last. Jesus is found in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And he's found in salvation, justification, and sanctification. Jesus is today our Alpha and Omega. God is today our Alpha and Omega. Jesus and God are one. Did you hear that? Jesus is our personal beginning and end. He's our personal A to Z. In our Christian walk, Jesus will take us from point A to Z. Jesus will take us from being born again into the gates of heaven. Jesus is our A to Z. Jesus saves us, justifies us, and sanctifies us. We went to the Theopedia, that's the Bible dictionary online, to define these words, save, justify, and sanctify. Just to ensure that we are all on the same page how we use these words. Salvation refers to the act of God delivering us from bondage to sin, and then transferring us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, and then giving us eternal life, all on the basis of what Christ accomplished in his atoning sacrifice. You see, the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith, and not ourselves. We can't save ourselves. It is a gift of God. That's Ephesians 2:8. So the Alpha and the Omega saves us. Now watch this. Then he turns around and he justifies us. And justification is the doctrine that God pardons us. The Alpha and the Omega pardons us and accepts us and declares us to be just on the basis of the work that Jesus did at the cross. Justification is by the grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And our Bible tells us, apart from all works and merit of the sinner. So no matter what we've done, we can be justified by the blood of Jesus. That's Romans 1:18 through chapter 3, verse 28. And then the third thing that the Alpha and the Omega does for us is he sanctifies us. Now, I need to declare that sanctification is an ongoing process. You don't get sanctified and it's over with. Sanctification is what happens from the time a Christian is filled with God's Spirit, from the time a Christian professes Jesus as Lord, until we get to heaven. So we've got a lot of time for this sanctification process to occur. And in this sanctification process, we are set apart for a special purpose. We're set apart for a holy purpose. So sanctification is the process in which the old man dies. But old attitudes leave you, old behaviors leave you, old habits leave you. We get set apart for the good work of the gospel. Now the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, saves us, justifies us, and sanctifies us. Remember, we said that the Son and the Father are one. So Jesus is also the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Jesus is a part of the Godhead. And he's revealed to us as the Revelator. As the Revelator. He is our Revelator. In John's Gospel, the Bible tells us that many other signs, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples. But they were not written in the book. But these that have been written are so that we would believe Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God. And that believing that we would have life in his name. John's purpose was to introduce us to Jesus Christ, establishing Jesus as God in the flesh, and to tell us what he did, all with the sole aim of leading us to embrace the saving justification, sanctification work of Christ in the life of a Christian. John starts his gospel with, "In the beginning was the Word." Oh, did you hear that? "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God." John introduces us to Jesus with a term, which is word, which we can all understand. We can all understand that a word is something that we read, and a word is something that is written down. Now, the Greek word for word is logos. Now, check this out. Logos means the act of saving someone from sin or evil. So we can take that to mean that in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word to save us from sin. In the Old Testament, the Word of God presented salvation and protection to the people. In the Old Testament, the salvation of God was done through the Word, which was a tool. The Word was a tool. The Word was a way to help us to get to that place in living where we would be safe. Safe from evil, safe from harm. John points us back to the Logos in Psalm 33:6. He says that God is the Word. And in the beginning was the Word. And in the Greek language, logos, the word, was a thought to bridge between God and the universe. And so can you imagine this? Here I am sitting here talking to you, and there's a world out there, and the word of God is the bridge. Can you see that? The word of God is the bridge. Hallelujah. John introduces Jesus as a logos, using a word and a concept that the Jew and the Gentile could understand. But John goes beyond the concept of logos and presents Jesus as a person, as a person who is fully divine yet human, and a perfect revelation of God in the flesh. John records the words of Philip. Jesus said unto Philip, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not come to know me? Has the Word been with us so long that we have not come to know the Alpha and the Omega, that we have not come to know the living Word of God?" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not come to know me? He who has seen me, check this out, he who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say? Show us the Father. Now, if we've been in the Word, if we understand who the Alpha and the Omega is, we don't need to ask the question, show us the Father. John introduces us to the true Logos of God in Jesus Christ. John introduces us to the living Word of God, fully God and yet fully man, who came to reveal himself to us and to redeem all who believe in him. God is our Alpha and our Omega. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Means that just like in the Old Testament, when God dwelt in the wilderness with his people, come on now, in the wilderness with his people, that means that God dwells with us when we're having problems. God dwells with us when things are not going well. God dwells with us when we lose our job. God dwells with us when we make a mistake. God dwells with us. So the same God who dwelt with the children of Israel in the wilderness dwells with us. Jesus is the second person of the Godhead, and he is dwelling with us today. Jesus is present right now, and he will continue to be present. Oh, this is the good news. He will continue to be present. He is eternal, and he is God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, "For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one." Hallelujah. So what that says is that we can connect to Jesus. We can connect to Jesus. We can be in unity with him. We can be in relationship with him. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, wants to be in relationship with you and I. The Alpha and the Omega is personal. The first and the last is personal. God is saying today that I was with you when I saved you, and I'm with you today. And I will be with you until the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. The Word of God has been with us from the beginning of time. In summary, the second person of the Trinity, the Son, became flesh, tells us that the Word of God became flesh and is flesh for us today. For the purpose of uniting us to Christ. So that living word, Jesus is a living word. The living word is here today. Jesus is here today through the word. And the union that he has with us cannot be resolved or dissolved as long as we make Christ our foundation, as long as we accept Christ as our mediator. Jesus is our tabernacle. The living word wants to dwell deeply in us. Friends, let us commit to spending time in the living word, spending time in Bible class, spending time in daily devotion, spending time in listening to Church Lady Ministries radio program, Church Lady Now. Let us spend time in the living word. Why? Because that's how you and I will access the abundant life that Christ has available for us. That's how you and I will get purified, sanctified, cleansed, delivered, healed through the Word of God. Through Jesus, we have access to God. Through Jesus, we have access to the Alpha and the Omega. Through Jesus, we have access to the divine creator. Friends, be encouraged today. Be encouraged today. God is the Alpha and the Omega. And it's not over until God says it's over. He is the beginning and the end in all things. I pray that this word has encouraged you today. Thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. I look forward to meeting you next week, same time, same place, on Blog Talk Radio. And now let's go back to Brother Grant for our closing prayer. Brother Grant?
Yes, Church Lady. Another wonderful teaching about the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Now, for our listeners, we have a perpetual prayer, and that is, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that is Numbers 6:24. So let's say amen to that. And please note, you can visit our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us and follow us. And you can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com, where if you'd like to contact us, you can use email at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, our mailing address is 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. There's always a way you can contact Church Lady Ministries. And this is Brother Grant saying good evening and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time.